On May 3, 1975, I saw my very first woodpecker, the number 20 bird on my life list, and it was a stunner, a gorgeous red-headed woodpecker. The entire head, including the face, neck, and crown, was solid red, the upper back, wings, and tail gleaming black except for a pure white rump and large white wing patch, and the underside was pure white. When it flew, the white on the wings and rump stood out brilliantly, making it easy to track it to the next tree, and breathtaking when it sallied out to snatch an insect in flight. I was thrilled. With their simple, straightforward red, white, and black plumage, red-headed woodpeckers are easy to identify, dead and alive. And as I started paying attention, I saw more of them dead than alive, invariably crushed along highways. We've long known that red-headed woodpeckers are more vulnerable than most birds to being killed on roads. 100 years ago, in June 1924, Dayton and Lillian Stoner took a road trip by car from Iowa City to the Iowa Lakeside Laboratory, 316 miles away, making the return trip a few weeks later. In both directions, the couple documented every dead vertebrate animal they found along the way and published their findings in the January 16, 1925 issue of Science. You wouldn't think they'd have found too many dead animals considering how slow cars traveled 100 years ago, especially on gravel and dirt roads. But they listed a total of 225 identifiable creatures, 84 in June and 141 on the return trip in July when more inexperienced young were about. On both trips, red-headed woodpeckers vastly outnumbered every other bird. Garter snakes and 13-lined ground squirrels slightly outnumbered them in June. No animals came close in July. In total, red-headed woodpeckers accounted for 24% of the total mortality. Highway mortality is one major factor why the red-headed woodpecker has been designated a watch list species by Partners in Flight, a Minnesota species of greatest conservation need by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, and a target conservation species by Audubon Minnesota. The other major factor is competition from European starlings who take over their nest cavities. The red-headed woodpecker is in decline throughout its range, but it's doing worse in Minnesota than elsewhere. Since 1967, when the Breeding Bird Survey began, it has experienced a significant average annual decline of more than 6% in the state, representing a cumulative loss of 95% since the survey began. Its status has improved, but only marginally since 2005. It's not increasing or even close to stabilizing, but now the average annual decline is slightly less than 5% per year. No other state, province, or ecological region has experienced a more significant decline. Since the 1980s, I've not been seeing red-headed woodpeckers regularly in Duluth, but in the past few years, there's been a noticeable uptick in sightings around here, including right here on Peabody Street. One turned up at Park Point on Tuesday morning. All the people on Duluth Audubon's Warbler Walk got to enjoy that one. That afternoon, my neighbor Jean saw one in our neighborhood, and then she saw one on Wednesday near her yard. She alerted me right when I was pulling out of the driveway headed out to babysit Walter, but I at least heard it. Then on Friday, I saw two in Walter's backyard while I was babysitting. It's impossible to know at this point whether these sightings were just a fluke of this year's spring migration or whether the red-headed woodpecker is enjoying a bit of a surge. Either way, it's wonderful getting to enjoy these charismatic birds again, even briefly. Emily Dickinson died in 1886, the same year the modern automobile was invented, and 4 years before starlings were introduced to America. Had she any inkling what was to befall these common yet beautiful and homey birds, she might have written, "Hope is the thing with red, white, and black feathers that perches in the soul." I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.